Hello, Alignment family. Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to be bringing you another solo episode this week. And by the way, I have like at least three guest episodes coming your way that are all getting recorded within the next week or so. So you can definitely expect some guests to come onto the show over the next few weeks, which is very, very exciting. However, I didn't want to skip a week and I wanted to let you guys in on an opportunity this week. So, let's talk about it. So, obviously, if you tune into the podcast every week, then you know I just hosted a free masterclass, my first one ever, and it was all about manifestation and basically just the facts and fiction behind what it takes to manifest. And today, I want to pull a few nuggets from that masterclass and share them with you because they really cannot be overemphasized. And the girlies who were on the masterclass last night, as of my recording this, were loving the tools that I gave them. I got such great feedback. Everybody was very excited to learn this work. And I figured, you know what? Why not bring up some of these golden nuggets on the podcast? So today's episode is basically going to be about three different pieces of manifestation. Part one, the physical, part two, the energetic, and part three, neuroscience. And to make a long story short, manifestation, creation, right? Whatever word flows with you requires all three of these. And before I get into the golden nuggets, I want to personally invite you into a brand new program that I am launching for the first time. Enrollment is officially open for, are you ready? Like, little drum roll, please. The Mindful Manifesting Mini Mind. So think mastermind, but only 30 days. So she cute, right? She's a mini mind. And I am so beyond excited to open the doors to this program. There are already students enrolling, snagging seats. And I'll link the page below in the show notes where you can find all of the details. But just to give you a brief rundown, basically, like I said, this is going to be a month-long mini mind, and you are going to receive training every single week on very specific topics that will be expansions of what I'm going to talk about today in the podcast and what I talked about in the masterclass. So, inside of this mini mind, basically, I'm going to be training you on tools and practices to just get your energy right, because that is where it all starts. So you can manifest from like the most optimized place possible. You're going to be receiving proven manifestation practices that have helped me personally just create some of the biggest things to date in my life. You're going to be learning neuroscience tools to help reprogram your brain. This is going to scientifically help you create your desires quicker. And you're also going to be receiving training on the secret, hidden, I'm like doing air quotes, laws of the universe. They're right in front of us. We just never learned about them, right? So you can work with them instead of against them and stop just like wondering what's going to work for me and just like trying whatever and second guessing at life, right? So that's what all the training is going to be on. And each week there will be a live Zoom call. We're going to do them on Monday nights. We start next Monday, April 15th. And if you cannot make the 5 p.m. Pacific time scheduled, then the replays will be uploaded to the course. You can catch those, of course. But I want you guys to do your best to make it there live. So, like I said, I will put the link below in the show notes with all of the details on the page so you can peruse that. Obviously, if you have questions, please, please DM me. I am an open book and I'm so excited to get this program started because. And you'll know this if you're in my broadcast channel. I've been hinting at it like literally all year, which is so exciting that the time is finally here. So, that consider that your personal invite into the mini mind. And now let's get into the content of this episode. So, like I mentioned earlier, I want to talk about three pieces that are absolutely necessary to manifestation, right? So, I listed earlier the physical is part of it. So, like the physical realm, taking action, right? Energetics is a part of it. And then neuroscience. So, let's take it from the top. I want you to visualize a Venn diagram here. And one of the circles is going to be physical. The other circle is going to be energetic. Now, in the circle that is just physical, we have the law of action. And this one should seem pretty obvious, right? I'm not someone who's going to tell you to sit on your couch for 4 hours and visualize and meditate every day. And then, bam, you're going to create your dream life. Like, absolutely not, right? That would be so silly. We live in a world where we need to take physical action to make things happen and reach our goals and create these things into our lives. So that's the physical side. Seems pretty simple. Most of us don't have like a work ethic take action problem, right? Most of us don't quite understand the energetic side. And on the energetic side of the Venn diagram, just in that circle, we have the law of attraction. And if you are not familiar with the law of attraction, it basically just states that like attracts like. And everything in this world, if we take it back to science class for a second, right, is composed of, atoms and molecules and particles that are vibrating. Everything is vibrating at a specific frequency. The law of attraction states that things that are vibrating at the same frequency will be attracted to one another. So keep that in your back pocket. So that's the energetic side. So we've got the physical side. We got to take action. We've got the energetic side. We got to understand the law of attraction and the frequencies that things vibrate on, right? Then in the middle of the Venn diagram, that is where manifestation happens. It would be so silly to expect ourselves to achieve the results with only one piece of this equation. And I don't want to assign numbers to it. I don't want to say, like, oh, it's 50% physical, it's 50% energetic. No. We are energetic beings, okay, our souls, right? Living in physical bodies. So we need 100% of the physical, we need 100% of the energetic. We got to bring that magic together. And that is when manifestation will happen for you. And I mean, sometimes it just feels like way too simple. Like, why have I not understood this yet or figured it out yet? That's going to bring me into the next point about energetics and how this actually works. So, we as energetic beings have a lot of different, quote, like what is called fields around us. And the one that we're going to talk about today is the electromagnetic field. Another very lovely name for this that I learned from one of my mentors is your creator field. Because what is vibrating in this field and what's being broadcast out to the world from us via the creator field is our beliefs and our thoughts. So, this is where scientifically your thoughts become your reality. So, for example, let's say if you are thinking in your head, if you have this belief system, this is just an example, okay, that men are trash. Like men just do not treat women right. There are no good ones out there. Chivalry is dead. Fill in the blank, right? If you are thinking that and believing that, it is dropping into your creator field and it is being broadcast out from you into the world, into the universe, right? And all the universe is doing at any given time is responding to our creator field. Remember the law of attraction? So you're going to be vibing on the level of men are trash. Therefore, you're going to attract men who are on that same level. That's what is happening. Everything is just a reflection, and everything in our current reality is something that we are an energetic match for. So once you kind of start to debunk, like, oh, why is this happening? Like, is the universe playing favorites? Is the universe giving me tests? No. I think I mentioned this on the last podcast, but the universe, which by the way, God, source, whatever word resonates with you, it's interchangeable here. It has its hands tied behind its back, completely out of our lives. Two reasons. One, because of everything we just explained about energetics, that is universal law and it cannot go against our free will. So, if you truly believe that men are trash, you might want a really good partner so bad, but your creator field is showing your true colors, what you truly believe, and you cannot fool the universe. It can't go against your free will. Okay. So, that's the first reason. The second reason is source was like, Absolutely not. I do not want all this power and all this responsibility for everyone's lives. Let me go ahead and outsource this to each individual themselves. And here we are as humans. Unfortunately, we live in a world where we just haven't been taught about these laws and how energy works and how universal law applies to us. And therefore, we just don't know how to actually work with it, right? We haven't been given the right tools. And that's why I've been putting out these podcasts and putting out my content and, you know, did the masterclass and everything. So I want to know from you guys, like, is this making sense? Because for me, once someone like finally simplified it down for me through all the work I've done in the last like 5-ish years, like formal work anyways, with like mentors and learning, it just clicked for me. And so really the name of the game is understanding, okay, the universe is always reflecting back to me what is in my creator field. What, how am I vibing? Like, what is my energy saying to the universe? What is the universe showing me back? That's going to tell you exactly what needs to be shifted. And we need the right tools to do that, which leads me to the third part of this podcast, and that is neuroscience. So, fancy word for brain science. We're just talking about our subconscious minds. And again, what are our belief systems that are casting these thoughts into our creator field that are then getting broadcasted out into the universe and energetically responded to? Right. So I want to say affirmations alone, like just by themselves, they don't work. And listen, this is relatively new to me too, because I was an affirmation girly for years. But here's what we need to do with an affirmation. You need to pair it with a specific emotional experience. You need to link that experience back to your affirmation. Because let's back it up a little bit. Our brains are constantly searching and scanning our reality for evidence that proves our thoughts and belief systems true. So again, back to the men are trash example, how easy is it for you to find examples where men are trash, right? He didn't hold the door for you at the gas station. He didn't move on the sidewalk for you. He forgot your anniversary. Like, your brain is literally seeking out these experiences to prove your beliefs true. It's the same thing as confirmation bias. So what we need to do is get to the root cause and actually shift your belief systems through brain reprogramming. Now, how do we do that? I'm going to tell you right now, this is one of the most powerful freaking tools I have ever used, and it has worked wonders in my life in literally the last 6 months. So we need to choose a new belief, which is going to be your brain reprogramming statement. If you want to call it an affirmation, go for it. I don't really care what you label it. We just need a new belief system, right? So let's say, for example, maybe we can stick with the men are trash one. So we want to rewrite that. We're no longer wanting to believe that men are trash because you're wanting to attract an incredible partner, right? So instead of thinking all the time, men are trash, maybe you think like the healthy masculine is all around me, or I attract healthy masculine men, like something along those lines. You're going to have to channel what this is going to be for you. Okay. But once you have that statement, that's part one. We cannot just stop at part one because, again, affirmations by themselves do not work. So part two, we need to find examples throughout your everyday life that connect back to this new statement and prove it true. And sometimes it's going to be like what you would expect, right? Maybe you go to the gas station and some guy holds the door for you. Perfect. That is a little micro moment that is proving your new statement to be true. Write that shit down. You can even do this in a note on your phone. Okay. Sometimes it's not going to be what you expect. You have to get really good at noticing the micro moments. So maybe a small, tiny one would be you go to a coffee shop and you have a male barista and he makes you coffee. Didn't poison it. You're good to go. It was delicious. Boom. That can be a micro moment that you write down and you connect it back to that statement. So every single day, I want you to find these micro moments, put them in a note, write them down, whatever, daily. This is non-negotiable. Okay, because your brain is actually going to start shifting. We're going to start rewiring your neural pathways, so your thought patterns in your brain. And as you shift your energy more toward the new one, you're going to suffocate the old one, the old thought pattern, the old neural pathway. This is how you literally change your brain and reprogram it to focus on what you do want. And then you're going to start believing the new system, right? The new thought, which is going to drop into your creator field and get broadcast out into the world, into the universe, which will then respond back to you what you are wanting, what you are trying to attract. And this will not work unless you truly, truly shift the energy. Okay. And again, there's a lot of things out there that are good, but they only get you so far. I'm talking like books, podcasts, meditations, journal prompts, live events, like those will get you fired up for sure. But how many times have they actually shifted your thought patterns, your subconscious programming, right? If any of you have taken an NLP program, a neuro-linguistic programming, like certification, I took one of these a couple years ago, and that was definitely the closest thing that's ever gotten me to actually shifting. And then after learning these tools and practices that I have briefly mentioned here, game changing, absolutely game changing. I feel the best I ever have. Like, I swear to you, probably in my adult life, in my entrepreneurship journey, because you can apply these tools to all different areas of your life. And once you understand them and you start actually shifting your energy, it is game changing, and you know exactly where you can heal things, shift things, change them. It is incredible. And I'm telling you guys, once it was like simplified to me and I figured out this little flow chart of like the neuroscience and the brain reprogramming down into the energetic field and out into the physical world and taking action and how these universal laws work, I was just like mind blown at actually how simple it is, which, you know, like we already mentioned, we just haven't been taught. We just haven't been given the right tools, and that's okay. It's not our fault. But we are here now and we get to learn, right? So that is why I am inviting you into the Mindful Manifesting Mini Mind. Again, all the details will be in the show notes below. There'll be a little link for you. And I am beyond excited to have you guys jump inside this program. We're going to get rocking next Monday, April 15th. And also, as a side note, for the first time ever, I am offering an added bonus. So this will be, if you enroll in the course, you have an option to snag one of these VIP sessions. They're limited to 5. Actually, there's only 4 left now. But they're 30-minute sessions for me to give you an intuitive look into your creator field and see exactly what's holding you back. Because sometimes we know, but sometimes we don't, because it's just buried so deep in the subconscious, buried so deep in your creator field that it's just normal to us and we don't even realize it's holding us back. So these little VIP sessions are still up for grabs as of the time I'm recording this. They will go quick. So basically, when you check out to enroll in the Mini Mind, if you see the option to purchase a VIP session, they're still available. And if you don't see the option, then they're already sold out. Okay. And this is such an exciting time. I'm pumped to open the doors into this work for you guys. I know like everybody's just been rocking with it and it makes me so freaking happy. So that is going to wrap up today's episode. Share it with a friend, share it on your story, tag me, whoever you think it would help. Share it, share it, share it. I appreciate it so freaking much. And like I mentioned earlier, my DMs are open if you have any questions or even any feedback. Like, I love to hear from you guys for real. So that is gonna be a wrap. And like I mentioned earlier, you have some guest episodes to look forward to. So stay tuned for those. But otherwise, I will catch you in the next episode.